Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
10 years
mind.
Ago, this month, Joel Barker became a member of the Brain Trust, the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, and he's been a dedicated, devoted member and such an incredible resource to us all these years. Joel Barker, welcome back, and happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim. I didn't keep track of that. That's how fast the 10 years has gone.
It goes by when you're having fun. You know, no, we keep up with these things. Joel, we have your batting average, your on-base percentage, the whole thing here.
Should have my handicap.
Thanks for 10 great years.
Yeah, thank you. I've really enjoyed it.
We've enjoyed it, too. It's been a real honor for us to have you as part of our Brain Trust. My audience loves hearing your perspectives on things. Speaking of which, and this is a little bit different from what we were probably going to talk about, we're going to get into some of the standard stuff that Joel brings us, which is not all that standard, just what the way we usually talk about things. I want you to talk to the audience about this. If a year ago you had put together the top 10 futures that you know,
yep,
in a room on the day that Trump announced, and you said, all right, there'll be 17 Republicans, there'll be 3 Democrats, one of them will be Hillary, and the other two will be kind of also Rans. 17 Republicans, including at least 6 accomplished, successful governors,
yeah,
one well-known national name, and a year from now, who would have predicted? I mean, what would have been the thought process of those futures?
The thought process would have been pretty simple. They would have said, okay, who's got the most powerful vision of the future? So they would look for the visionary first. Then they would look for somebody who was really good at articulating it. And they never would have guessed Donald Trump could have done what he did.
But still, he articulated a vision, Joel.
He did, and that's what I'm saying. He would, his ability to elocute is around that vision and keep it focused has been impressed me the most. You know, he just doesn't let up on it, as you shouldn't. A powerful vision is important. Bernie also has the same kind of thing, so it reflects on him as well. But the other thing that Donald Trump did that nobody expected, and I don't think any futurist would have predicted, is he broke the conventions of politeness in terms of running against his opponents. Mm-hmm. And he called them names, and he bullied them, and he did all these things that were totally outside the paradigm. Jim, you know, if we want to use my language,
yep, that's right.
Donald Trump stepped outside the paradigm, said, "I'm gonna name call these people. I'm gonna make fun of them, and we'll see what the American public says."
And it stuck. It worked,
did. And he had nothing to lose. You know,
yeah.
So I would say that the futurist, myself included, would have failed in identifying Trump because we did not expect that out of the boundary behavior.
Would you have seen what's happened with Bernie Sanders, where he actually has the late season momentum?
Well, with Bernie, I think as soon as we saw him, and this, I said this to my wife 6 months ago, I said, notice how he is making a promise to the future, to the millennials. And yep, by golly, he got them. You know,
yep,
of all the groups, that's hardest to get, a 74-year-old Socialist Democratic senator,
yeah,
captured the hearts and the minds of that very innovative and energetic population in America.
Does it speak to him, or does it speak to the weakness of his competitor?
Well, when I watched Hillary, and I saw her give some very good speeches, but I saw her focus on policy as if,
yeah,
if you understand my policy, you will elect me. Policy is what follows vision, not the other way around. You don't have policy that leads to vision. You have vision that leads to policy.
Policy fulfills vision, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, it animates vision.
Form follows function.
That's right. And if you do policy first, you can animate a lot of different visions. It's not clear,
right,
the policy does not automatically point you in the direction of one vision, but one vision does point you in the direction of the kinds of policies you have to have.
And at this stage, that's what people want to hear, isn't it?
Well, I sure
and,
do.
And don't you think that part of this, you know, whether you like President Obama or not, he hasn't exactly made America feel great about itself. He's done a lot of things. And don't you think that Democrats and Republicans, aren't we seeing evidence that people want to hear that America is okay, we can be great again?
Here's what I would say about that. I think Obama's had a lousy PR effort on how many important things. He pulled us out of the ditch.
Yeah.
Okay, and that took real leadership. And I look at that, and I've said, if you'd taken any new president, given him that situation in 2008, it would have been a massive struggle just to get even.
So
we're actually moving again.
So the bottom line is, even the greatest futurists in the world wouldn't have seen this coming.
No, I don't think so.
Very interesting, folks. So you and I shouldn't feel so bad now, folks. Quick break. We're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about some very important topics. A brain-controlled drone. How about that after these messages?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.